I'm going to open up a delicatessen called Hamhurst Exchange and compete with Judy and Rob Eganoff. And, you know, maybe after people buy real estate, it makes you hungry, really. Motorcycle cop is straddling his motorcycle in front of an open house last week. Caravan, that's an caravan is an open house, is midweek for real estate agents, but it's an open house, but we call it caravan. And the whole parking area says no parking from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thursday, and it's 11:40, 11:35 a.m. So it's about 25 minutes. I'm sure the street cleaning crew has already gone through. I don't know why they can't figure out a better time. Wouldn't they know it's only for an hour? You know, but they have to give them 3 hours, you know. So I want to go and see the house, and it's impossible to drive around, find out. So I kind of pulling in, and I rolled down my passenger window, and I said to him, "Hey," I said, "you think it's kind of close to 12? Is it, you know, are you standing here looking for people to park, give a tickets?" And he couldn't quite hear me. He had his helmet on, and then he drew his gun. No, and I go, and no, he's very nice, and I said, he said, "Oh," he goes, I'm not going to give you a ticket. Go ahead." I said, "Okay, great." And then he added, "I'm looking for cell phone users." So he was sitting there, had nothing to do with parking. And the fact that he wasn't going to give me a ticket didn't mean that somebody else would. What if another cop drove down the street? Would he watch someone else give me a ticket? At that point, other agents were coming in at the same time. So suddenly everyone was parking. And he said, "I'm looking for cell phone users." And sure enough, when I'm coming out of the house, I see him start his motorcycle, turn his lights on, and he makes a beeline heading towards the freeway on East Haley, because the house is right there on Brinkerhoff, and, you know, and he's on, which is between the freeway and State Street. So you're on East Haley, between the freeway and State Street. So he makes a beeline, and I'm going that direction, so I start to follow him. And he hits the red light, and he looks, and he turns on his lights again, and he goes through the red light. But he, you know, did it safely and, you know, looked. And then I watched him. He got on the freeway, and then he turned on his lights again to pull someone over. So someone was zipping by East Haley on their cell phone, and they got a ticket. And I didn't get a ticket for parking in the walking into a house. Walked into a house on caravan, or should I say, I slid into the house. There was a 5-inch differential on the slab on grade, the floor. Just call it the floor. That's all you need to know. Happened to be slab on grade versus a raised foundation. I still think I didn't see it sell yet. I think it's going to sell right away. You could live in a house. Now that's it didn't feel like a 5-inch differential to me. You kind of hire the right guys and they shoot the floor and they see the level. 5-inch seems a lot worse to me. I didn't see a lot of cracking. Something like that could have happened a long time ago, or it happened so slowly. And you know what? You live in a house, you just probably live with it. When you're about to buy a house, you probably want to fix it. A bid of $120,000. I was in another house that had pocket doors. I love pocket doors. Pocket doors are the doors that kind of disappear in the wall. So instead of a hinge door, you have a pocket door. A sliding door, you call it a sliding door, but the pocket door is another term. Now, another term is the external pocket door, sometimes called barn doors, where the railing that the door slides on, instead of being inside the pocket of the wall, it's on the outside. Like a barn door, you'll see that a lot. You'll see these big brass, and then they make it look really cool, and you got this railing and this big. So this one was a large room. It was the upstairs of a house, and the upstairs, big staircase, and it had a large open loft area where you can almost have an office and a room It's not just a walkway. And that opened up into this other large room, maybe a den, and it had a wide open doorway. And I looked in and they had pocket doors. But these pocket doors, because they didn't have a lot of room within the wall to fit enough door to close the opening, they had pocket doors that were hinged. So they were double the size. So if you needed the pocket door to be 4 feet, but you only have 2 feet to go in the wall, if you have enough width, you hinge the door. So you pull out the door 2 feet, then you open the hinge, and suddenly you have a 4-foot door on each side, so you could cover 8 feet. Do you think anyone understood that description? I don't know. I kind of looked at it and tugged on it, and it didn't look like it was just greased and ready to pull out with one finger. But I thought that was a very clever idea, because there have been times when I've seen an application for a pocket door, but there wouldn't be room. But then to have the width to accommodate it, that, you know, that's another story. So that's my pocket door story, my motorcycle cop story, and the 5-inch differential in the house that you could fix for $120,000. And this has been brought to you by Pocket Doors Are Us, and Foundations Are Us. And it's been another segment with Motoring with Mark. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.